আমি বিবিসি ট্রাস্টি, আমি যা বলছি প্রভুপাদ এই পদ আমাকে দিয়েছি, সুতরাং আমি আর কার কথা শুনতে হয় না, যেটা আমার হৃদয়ে ভালো লাগবে করব। উনি বলছেন আর সময় সময় ভাব হয়ে একবার এত সাহস নাই বলতে,
এরকম ভাব।
তো এইভাবে পরিস্থিতি থাকলে তখন মীমাংস করবার একবারই মানে কঠিন।
বাবানন্দ মহারাজ কি বলেন?
Maharaj, I feel that our GBC decisions which we took last April were much too severe, though we didn't understand at that time that the reaction is very, very much chaotic. The result of our decisions reached last April in dealing with Tamal Krishna Goswami, Hansaduta Maharaj, and Jayatirtha Maharaj has created chaos. And I feel that we should be broad-minded enough to realize that and correct it by returning Hansaduta Maharaj's zone to him and by allowing him to preach within Krishna consciousness and as a member of ISKCON. And I think the whole thing will be settled right there. Because factually, Maharaj, Hansaduta Maharaj will not accept anything less.
About the particular zone, the half and half, is it? That is the intending, huh?
That is part of the problem.
Part of the problem.
Oh, it's that part of a compromise.
Particular province. That is one part. And the broad thing is this, that the committee is there, GBC. And the committee has got its rules and understanding. But the nature of behavior of the committee should be according to the ideal preached by your respectable Prabhupada. As far as I find, as of my experience of the about the mission, in the practical field, some leniency is necessary. Hard on the first rules very strictly cannot be applied. So we should be a little lenient in our dealings. You see, justice and sense of equity or something like that, what is it?
Yes. Sense of
justice and
mercy.
Mixed, not mercy. In British law, justice, we are told, and that should be added by goodness and equity or something like that. Mm. Both combined, the practical things should be dealt with. Not only law, law and good sense and equity, both combined can go on. So in particular cases, some leniency, and in some particular cases, strictness. On the whole, you should follow the line of your great Acharya. Some has slackness, some has little strict. Vajradavi kathurani madhuni kusumadupi lokottaranam chetamsi kubhijnatumarishya. Strictness is also necessary. And the leniency is also necessary. Mm. And how that should be dealt, seeing the sincerity of the heart. Of course, strictness in the case of kapatataki ki bolte? Insincerity. And in case of sincerity, the leniency should be expressed. Mm. This way we shall try to manage. There should be some differences, because from the beginning In the Ekadasha Adhyaya we find, when Uddhava says, what is the reason that so many variegated opinions in the field of religion, are they equally true alternately, or there is some room of comparison? Krishna told that to Uddhava in Bhagavata Ekadasha. In the beginning, this was one, and it was given by me to Brahma. And then from Brahma, his 10 disciples, they heard it. And according to their own temperament, they accepted it in a modified way. And when, in their turn, they went to deliver the differences arose. In this way, prakriti vaichitra and parampojena, by succession and by variegatedness of the listener from the same source. In these two ways mixed, today there is so many variegated opinions, but the source is one. So it is necessary from time to time that the Lord Himself or some original Ajaji from that place ask, we are just coming from the gate. It is in the very nature of the soil that it will create some modification. And the upadesham, that is the advice, the Sruti Shastra, they are there to harmonize, to unify. And the nature is going differently. So some compromise between the two. And where there is sincerity, the law should be lenient, and where there is insincerity, law would be a little more strict. In this way, we should go, that is my general opinion and my experience also about the missionary life for a long time. So, come to practical, that is the general, but come to a practical point, when we find that there is a particular province, half of that, that is the place of dissension. And the another, I want to know, you say that this gentleman is not abiding by the laws of GBC, but what is the practical example? I want to know one or two.
Where he does not
follow the principles of the GBC.
Yeah, on what point you decide that this is not according to law or the order of the GBC and the particular instance, one or two, I like to hear from you. Anyone may say.
Amar, I have in four categories. One is illegal activities which risk the good name of our society. One is offenses against Vaishnavas, offenses against the Guru, and loosening of regulative principles.
Guru, offenses against Guru, Vaishnava, and?
Regulative principle loosening.
And?
Mane niyam palanta
regulative principle, challenge the law of the GBC.
The spiritual regulative.
Spiritual regulative principle.
Oh, spiritual.
Yes.
So, there was
any complaint of private character that you should I should hear in very private way?
Well, there's disciples here. There's his disciples are here.
All right, so that's disciples. They can go for a few minutes.
Who is here?
His disciples are here.
Unka
chela hai.
So you have to go now.
Do you want a paper? Yeah.
we I read some Bible when Christ was going with the cross on his shoulder. Two sides, men standing to see, and Judas was amongst them. And Christ going with his look down, suddenly, as Judas was, he saw him. He is going without carrying the mob, but when Judas was in the line, suddenly he looked for him. And the look was such that Judas hurried away from the place, mad. What was in the look? I tried to ascertain, and I ascertained that Christ looked at him with so depth of pity that Judas, I am using you for my lofty, glorious life and example of life. And I am giving you kalanko. Kalanko ki?
Spot,
blame on your forehead of time to come, eternal time. I am taking the advantage. And I am smearing you with blackness. And I am, at your cost, I am taking the pain of goodness. Jagai madhai, patit pavan name sakhi dui bhai. As Jagai madhai was the witness of the greatness, magnanimous example of Mahaprabhu, they stood the black man to enhance the greatness of Nityananda Prabhu. So Christ looked at him that I am exploiting you to the greatest extent. Please forgive me, something like that. So he said that. And now this is the whole thing. Serious. Though so grieved ostentatiously. But I don't think it is such in its component. Anyhow, how we can do a really difference when you can go on smoothly as a single man? How it is possible? Bhavanandaji Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj, do you think that what he wrote in his diary, that is a serious thing?
I think the disciples should still
Maharaj, I think his disciples should wait to come until we're finished.
That characteristic should be maintained. Phenomenal activity should not discourage us. Then we are no longer be member of Vaikuntha. That is no longer a factor of the infinite. Our object of search is He. Infinite, so many infinites are under His feet. Atava bhuvanetena tum jnatena tavarjuna vishtadvaha idam krishnama ekaṃsena sthitu jagat. Whatever you can conceive is only in my one power. Just as 0 plus 0, 0 minus 0, 0 into 0, all 0, so also infinite. Infinite plus infinite is infinite. Infinite minus infinite, that is infinite. Infinite into infinite, infinite. So infinite is at His disposal, He is above so-called infinite. So Shesha, Sajya. Infinite is a plane where He uses infinite as His bed. Shesha, Sajya, Balaram. Shesha, Sajya.
The problem is that in dealing with inexperienced people, if the acharya does not control his anger, then that will also affect the inexperience. Just like Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Jayapataka, they were saying that this incident in South India, actually they were very afraid that someone would get hurt. Because the telegram came in telegram form. This person should be killed. So Tamal Krishna was expressing very great anger.
If you take it seriously, then what process we can proceed on? You may listen to him. We will take the same policy in a body that we are to remove him, eliminate him from the world.
No.
Then you are to take this policy, you will leave him, exclude him, but he will go on externally. Outside you, he will grow. Would that be a happy and a prosperous thing to the institution?
No.
Then what should be the better arrangement?
The original idea was that for the active managerial area, if he had where there was no other GBC.
This is out. Huh? And this sort of statement is out. And it is condemned from the central body as well as ordinary public. So this will also be propagated amongst his disciples and others, so it will devour itself, it will kill itself, it will commit, this idea will commit suicide, because it came out, but no footing it had on the outside.
Which
and
idea?
Will be gone.
Which
idea?
His false plane, plant, it will be out. And when it is out, it will lose its gravity. That is, it is a ridiculous thing, an insanity. This is not a grave statement as a policy or something like that, plan and a policy. It is a light thing. It's a light, light wave in a particular heart. It will have such place amongst the world. But if you do the take the step, serious step against it, then it will live outside. That won't be good, I think. And when he himself says that this is a temporary feeling, no importance. Then that way may spread. That way may spread amongst the world and necessarily amongst the disciples.
Maharaj, last night when we were all discussing Bhagavan Maharaj, as the chairman of the GBC, and feeling that he has a sense of the mood of the GBC, his suggestion was that if Tamal Krishna Goswami and if Hansadutta Swami appeared before the GBC body and said to them, "My dear Prabhus, I have been offensive, I have made mistakes, and you have dealt with me in such a way that I've realized those mistakes, but now I'm asking you to please be kind to me, be merciful to me, and allow me to take up my duties as before." He said he felt that if they did that, that the GBC as a body would very much be appreciative of that and would immediately institute them in their previous position.
Uni bolechen je kalke rati bala Bhagavan Goswami, GBC chairman hishebe, uni bolechen je ami GBC sadasyo bhav dhara ektu jani. Kena eta amar daitto janar jeta dekhi bhav. Ebong uni recommend korechen jodi Tamal Krishna Goswami ebong Hansadutta Das Swami jodi tara GBC sadasyo samabeto sadasyo samne jodi binoy bhabe bolten je amra bhul korechi ebong amra sei bhul apnar kache amra sei shikha o peyechi ebong sei ekhon amader sei shikha dara amra anek uprokito holam এবং এই জিনিস এই ধারণের জিনিস বা এটা আর কোনোদিন হবে না প্রভুপা দেখি পাশে করি, কিন্তু আপনাদের কাছে আমরা অনুরোধ করছি যে দয়া করে আমাদের একটু দয়া করুন, যাতে আমরা আরও প্রভুপাদের সেবা বিস্তারভাবে করতে পারি। আর ভগবান গোস্বামী মত যে এই যদি খরা হতো তাহলে উনি ভাবছেন যে তাহলে জিবিসি বাদিতে তাদের পুনরায় যা অবস্থা ছিল সেটা রিইনস্টেট হতে পারে।
এই যে বলছেন আচ্ছা, এর সম্বন্ধে তো খানি শুনলাম তোমার কৃষ্ণ গোস্বামীর বিরুদ্ধে কি রকমের একটু নমুনা রেসিমেন্ট, হোয়াট মিস ডিড হি কমিটেড।
ওনার পরিচালনে বিশেষ মিসডিড নাই, ওনার মিসডিড ছিল যে
উনি প্রভুপাদের কৃপাটা মনোবলি করতে চাইছিলেন না।
হ্যাঁ, এই একটা একটা জটিল ব্যাপার যে ওনার সঙ্গে যে গুরুভাই ছিল তারা একভাবে গ্রন্থ বিতরণে প্রচার করবার একটা অভ্যাস ছিল, এবং তিনি দেখেছেন যে অনন্য জিবিসি তাদের উপরে কিছু ইনফ্লুয়েন্স ছিল। এখন তারাই দিয়েছিল তাদের আমার একবারই সম্পূর্ণ আমার অধীনের মধ্যে আনতে হবে, এবং এই মনোভাব নিয়ে তখন সে তার গুরু প্রচারে তিনি বলেছেন যে এখন তো গুরু এক বা গুরু প্রতিনিধি হিসেবে আছি, আপনারা আমার কাছে আমার মাধ্যমে প্রভুপাদকে ভালোভাবে বুঝবেন এবং কাজ খেলাপের মধ্যে তাদের অনেক চাপ দিয়েছেন। এখন সেই চাপে আমি বিস্তারভাবে বলতে চাই না, কিন্তু সেই চাপে সত্যি উনি স্বীকার করেছেন যে উনি সেই দিকটা বেশি অতিরিক্ত ভাবে গিয়েছেন এবং যত নেতৃবৃন্দ ছিল তারা সব বিক্ষিপ্ত হয়ে গেছে যে আমরা প্রভুপাদের শিষ্য হয়ে আমাদের এভাবে ব্যবহার করে তুমি তারা বলতেন যে তোমরা যদি বাইরে সব বলো বা তোমরা যদি বাইরে যাও তোমাকে অভিশাপ করব, তোমার আধ্যাত্মিক জীবন নষ্ট হবে, এই বিভিন্ন তাদের ভয়ের মধ্যে তিনি প্রায় এক বছরের মতো রেখেছেন। আস্তে আস্তে তারা বুঝতে পেরেছে এটা এতে ঠিক আমাদের সম্বন্ধ প্রভুপাদের সঙ্গে অনেক হালকা হয়ে গেছে। এখন সেই সম্বন্ধ যখন তারা বুঝতে পেরেছে যে আমাদের গুরুদেবের সঙ্গে যে সম্বন্ধ নষ্ট হয়ে যাচ্ছে, তখন তারা অভিযোগ রেখেছে জিবিসি বাদে এবং একটা বিপ্লব মাধ্যম করেছে। সমস্ত জোন একবার বিপ্লব হয়ে গেছিল, যত সেই চার পাঁচটা সাতটা মন্দির অধ্যক্ষ তারা সব একবার সেই বিপ্লব করেছে যে আমরা আর থমকৃষ্ণ গোস্বামীকে চাই না। এই অবস্থায় উনি আমাদের আমন্ত্রণ করেন যে এই সমস্যাটা সমাধান করুন, আমরা এসে সবাই সাথে কি বল ইন্টারভিউ করেছি। এবং তখন ওনার সাথে আমি বলে এটা কি সত্যি, এই হচ্ছে উনি এটা সত্যি এটা ভুল করেছি। তখন আমরা বললাম যে তাহলে আপনি এখানে থেকে তাদের সঙ্গে ঝগড়া করলে লাভ কি, আপনি তাহলে অন্য জায়গায় যদি প্রচার করেন। তিনি বলে আপনি যা বলেন তাই করব। এখন এইভাবে উনি ফিজি এবং চীন গিয়ে প্রচার করতে আরম্ভ করেছেন। এই কেবল একটা সমস্যা, ওনার শিষ্যতা অসন্তুষ্ট যে এখন তারা ভাবছে যে একটু জোর ছাপ দ্বারা তার গুরুদেব তা অন্য জায়গায় চলে গেছে, এই জন্য তাদের হৃদয়কে ব্যথা পেয়েছে। ইতিমধ্যে থমকৃষ্ণ গোস্বামী অনেক বিবেচনা করে জাপ করে প্রার্থনা করে উনি বুঝতে পেরেছেন আর কোথায় কোথায় ভুল আছে এটা উনি বলেন।
I could not understand because he was speaking in Bengali.
আমি বলছি হোয়াট আই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ফ্রম জয়বদা মহারাজের স্টেটমেন্ট that you impressed your disciples that you are the principal man under the GBC and if they take you in their spirit they will be benefited more. But
no, in the GBC in the zoning the area the zone that you are taken in
যে আমাকে তুমি যদি মেইনলি গ্রহণ করো প্রধান বলে তাহলে পরে তোমাদের ক্ষতি করে আমাকে তাই তো
আমি ইংরেজিতে বলতে পারি। I can repeat in English what I said. I said that there was he had many senior god brothers with him and these senior god brothers had a certain way of preaching and distributing books which was influenced by other senior leaders in the movement. And Thamakrishna Goswami wanted that in his zone, everyone should adopt his particular mood of preaching. And there was some difference of opinion in this preaching mood. So to bring these God brothers under his control, he was... he was preaching very strongly on the fact that he was Prabhupada's representative and guru, and he became over-enthusiastic in that line, over-zealous, and there was a tremendous pressure put upon them to accept him as almost as their guru. And after some time, they
accepted him, and he was.
And then he was asked that if he could go some other place for the time being.
He lost popularity.
Yeah, there was some revolution.
And he lost some popularity there.
Yeah.
Do you think like that? That your process of preaching in reaction came your this popularity and
yes.
popularity there.
Yes, I think that he has presented it very fairly. What Jaitataka has just said is a fair, it is a correct appraisal of the situation.
It is correct.
Yes.
Appreciation. Then you have nothing to do against the self-complaint of Jaitataka Maharaj and the GVC.
No, I simply want to correct. I have tried within the last 6 months or 5 months since this incident to appreciate more how my godbrothers are being inspired directly by their guru, Srila Prabhupada, and how they must also fulfill the guidance which Prabhupada has given to them and is continuing to give them.
Okay.